Good morning. Looks like it's working.
大家早。
Okay. Well, welcome to December.
我们十二月了。
Linda and I were at Smith Center yesterday, and we listened to Messiah.
昨天，我跟 Linda 去看了一组这个歌剧，在这个 Smith Center 在downtown 那边的一个表演中心。
So, Handel's Messiah. What a way to start the Christmas season.
去看了一个那个剧名叫做《弥赛亚》，是我们圣诞节开始的一个前奏。
Well, we started our series in the letter to the Philippians.
我们呢上次是开始了腓立比书这个系列。
We know it's in the New Testament.
这个卷书呢是在新约里头。
And it was written to a church in Philippi.
是写给腓立比的教会的。
But we know when the New Testament talks about a church, it's actually not a church.
但是呢，在新约里面讲到的教会，并不是指一个building, 建筑物。
It's not a building.
不是一个建筑物。
But rather, it's a community of believers.
而是指的一群相信的、有同样信仰的人在一起。
The letter was written by Paul.
这个信是保罗写的。
When he was in prison, most likely in Rome.
很可能是他在罗马的监狱的时候写的这封书信。
Paul was in jail.
保罗在监狱里。
And it would be reasonable to assume that he was discouraged and depressed.
所以呢，我们可以很容易的就肯定，假设说他在那边可能应该是很沮丧的。
I would be.
我会是那样子。
Yet this letter was full of joy.
但这封信呢，充满了喜乐。
Sometimes the letter to the Philippians is called the letter of joy.
所以有的时候，腓立比书也被称为一卷喜乐的书。
Eventually, Paul will be released.
最终呢，保罗是被释放出来了。
We know that.
我们现在知道了。
But Paul didn't know that.
但是当时保罗并不知道。
He did not know his future.
他不知道他的命运如何。
He did not know whether he will be released or be sentenced to death by the Roman emperor.
他不知道他是不是会被释放，或者是罗马的王呢会把他给处死。
That's why he said, "I rejoice now, and I will rejoice in the future."
所以他说呢，我现在喜乐，以后也是喜乐。
Okay. So we read this last time.
这一个经文我们上次念了。
He was in a win-win situation.
他是在一个双赢的情况之下。
If he lived, he will continue to serve Christ.
如果他活着，他可以继续侍奉神。
That's wonderful.
那非常的好。
But if he died, he will be with Christ.
但是如果他死了，他就会与耶稣在一起。
That will be even more wonderful.
那可能是更好的事。
That's why he said, "To live is Christ, and to die is gain."
因为他说呢，如果活着就是喜乐，死了是更有益处。
So I wonder if we can all say that.
我不知道我们是每个人都可以这样子说。
Today we quickly move into chapter 2.
今天我们要讲的是第二章。
And we're going to study verses 1 through 8.
第二章第一到第八节的经文。
If I can summarize, 1 through 4 says, be humble.
如果我可以做一个总结的话，就是叫我们要谦卑。
5 through 8 says, be humble like Jesus.
第五到第八节就是说要谦卑，要像耶稣一样的谦卑。
So let's look further.
那我们来看一下经文。
We already read this, so I'm going to go read through this in English, and please follow along.
所以呢，我们刚刚已经念过了，所以呢，这个牧师就念英文，我们中文就看字幕。
Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit.Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. So Paul begins with the word, therefore.
所以保罗从所以这句开始。
We don't usually start something with therefore.
我们通常不会以所以这个字来开头一个句子。
We usually end something with therefore.
通常这个是在字句的最后。
So we know there's a preceding argument.
所以我们知道这个是连续上面的一个问题。
That's from the end of chapter 1.
也就是在第一章的最后一节。
In the end of chapter 1, Paul commended the Philippians.
在第一章最后一节呢，保罗赞许腓立比教会。
He said they had stood firm in the midst of persecution and oppositions.
他说他们在苦难当中呢，还是站立得稳。
Just as Paul had done.
就像保罗一样。
The people around them who did not like what they believed.
那有些人呢，在他们周围的人呢，是不相信他们的信仰。
They had different value system. They had different priorities.
他们呢也有不同的这个三观跟不同的这个问题。
But the Philippians had stood firm.
但是腓立比教会呢，他们站立得稳。
They stood united.
他们呢是站立同心同意的站立在一起。
Paul wanted to know that they need to continue this.
保罗要他们继续这样做。
But in order to stand together, they must get along with one another.
但是如果要站立在一起，他们必须要大家都能够和睦相处。
And the key to that is humility.
那这个重点就是说要谦卑。
Each believer must live in a life that's centered on God.
每一个人都是要以这个神为中心来活。
Not on themselves.
而不是以自己为中心。
Center on other people.
而是要以别人为重。
So the first word is therefore.
所以第一个字句是所以。
The second word is if.
第二个是说如果若有什么。
When we use the word if, we think of something that's conditional.
我们讲若有什么的话呢，通常是有条件的。
Something that may have happened or maybe didn't happen.
可能是发生的事或者还没有发生的事。
But the original word here says it did happen.
但是原文呢是讲说这个事情是发生的。
And Paul told them what happened.
所以保罗跟他们讲发生了什么事。
Paul says first you receive encouragement.
保罗就说第一你们得到劝勉。
Second, love and comfort.
第二有爱心有安慰。
Third, sharing in the spirit.
第三有圣灵的交通。
And fourth, tenderness and compassion.
第四个是有慈悲怜悯。
I hope you agree all these things are wonderful.
我们呢都同意这些都是非常好的。
Paul says you receive all these things from Christ.
保罗说你们已经从基督那边得到这些了。
Christ gave them to you, the world did not give them to you.
所以是耶稣给你们的，不是这个世界给你们的。
In fact, the world opposed you.
这个世界呢是反对你的。
So in verse 2, he says, make my joy complete by being united.
第二节他就讲说呢，你们可以有一样的心思意念，就可以使我的喜乐得到满足。
One love, one spirit, one mind.
一样的心思，一样的意念，一样的思想。
But Paul gave some practical commands.
保罗给的是非常实际的命令。
How can we be one spirit, one mind?
我们怎么样可以意念相同，这个心智相同呢？
So Paul told us a few things we shouldn't do and a few things that we should do.
所以保罗讲了一些我们要做的事和不要做的事。
First, he said, do nothing out of selfish ambition.
他说第一，你不可以这个结党。
The word ambition is also translated to factions.
也是讲说你有不要有派别。
And that's the Chinese translation,
结党。也就是中文这样说结党。
It goes back to the word that was used in ancient Greek politics.
这个字呢，在原文是希腊，他们用在政治上面的。
Politicians who wanted to promote their own interest formed parties.
这些政客呢，他们要有他们自己的利益，就组了一个党。
Parties will fight one another.
互相来斗争。
So we just had an election in the United States.
我们美国也刚刚过了一个中期的选举。
Maybe you support the Republicans or the Democrats.
可能你是民主党或共和党。
And some of you follow the election in Taiwan.
可能有人也注重了最近台湾的选举。
Maybe you're the Blue Party or the Green Party.
可能你是属绿的或属蓝的。
But doesn't matter, the politicians always say they want to fight for you, work for you.
但是不管怎么样那个政客都是讲说他们要替你服务替你的利益着想。
But in reality, they just want to fight for themselves.
但事实上呢，他们只是为他们自己的利益。
So ambition means taking advantage of others.
所以这个地方呢，就是讲说就是说是利用别人的这个利益。
I just want to win. It's all about me.
我呢就是要去赢，所有的都是因为我的利益而言。
It's the me first philosophy.
也就是说，以我优先的这个哲学。
I'm the center of the universe philosophy.
我是这个世界中心。
Of course, we have goals, we have interests, and things that we want.
当然，我们每个人都有目标、理想，我们自己想要的东西。
Paul's warning is don't be selfish.
但是保罗警告我们不要自私。
Don't hurt others while trying to achieve what you want.
不要因为自己的利益而伤害到别人。
The second thing is conceit.
第二个是说虚浮的荣耀。
Or vain glory.
或者是就是虚浮的荣耀。
The Chinese translation is wonderful here.
这边中文翻译的非常好。
Means vain, empty, meaningless.
就是说是虚空虚浮。
All these titles, positions, and accolades we choose to go after.
就是我们通常要追求的名望声望名誉这些东西利益。
Don't live with pride and ego.
不要呢有这个就是说自私自利。
Don't cherish the ideas of your own importance.
不要认为说自己是最重要的。
Don't say, I'm so awesome, the world needs to know how awesome I am.
不要讲说哎呀我实在太棒了这世界周围的人都应该知道我有多棒。
It's selfish.
这是非常自私的。
That's easy to say, but not easy to do.
那是很容易说，但是不容易做。
This is Chinese proverb.
中文呢有一个谚语这样
说。It says, "Don't look out for yourself. If you don't look out for yourself, may heaven strike you down."
中文有讲说，人不为己，天诛地灭。
See, 人不为己，天诛地灭。Did I say that right? See, but we don't need a proverb.
我们不需要谚语告诉我们怎么做。
We are very good at being selfish.
我们呢本来就是非常在自私方面是做得很好了。
If you have raised children, you know that.
如果你有小孩子，你就知道。
Little babies are very selfish.
小孩子呢，小婴儿是非常自私的。
They believe they're the center of universe.
他们认为他们就是宇宙的中心。
They grab what they want, they throw out what they don't want.
他们要的他们抓住，他们不要的就丢掉。
Even if you never had kids, you know what I'm talking about.
即使你没有小孩，你也知道小孩就是这个样。
If you ever run into a screaming toddler in the toy section in Walmart.
如果你去沃尔玛的时候，你就会看到小孩子在那个玩具的部门那边狂叫撒野。
Unfortunately, most of us never grow up.
所以呢，但很可惜的是，他们这些小孩子长大了以后，也都没有任何改变。
You know, I pick out my medical students.
你知道我有一些医学院的学生。
Some of them act like screaming toddlers because I don't give them what they want.
有的时候呢，他们就在我面前，好像说没有得到他们想要的东西，就在我面前撒野。
See, that's the entitlement mentality.
就是他们觉得他们是应该得到的。
The world revolves around me.
世界呢都是围着我环绕。
The world must change so I can get what I want.
世界必须要改变，我才能得到我要得到的东西。
Not I must change so the world can get what they want.
而不是说我要改变，而旁边的人可以得到他们要的东西。
We're not the center of universe.
我们不是这个宇宙的中心。
For thousands of years, we thought we're the center of universe.
很多几千年来，我们都以为地球就是世界的宇宙的中心。
The earth is the center.
地球是中心。
The sun revolves around us.
就太阳绕着地球走。
The stars revolve around us.
星星绕着地球。
The whole cosmos revolves around us.
整个宇宙都是围绕着地球转。
It turns out only the tiny moon revolves around us.
结果呢，只是一个小小的月亮是绕着地球转的。
We have always been good at focusing ourselves.
所以呢，我们通常呢都是把这个中心呢放在自己身上。
There's a Greek mythology about a character named Narcissus.
在这个希腊神话当中有一个人物，他的名字叫做纳克索斯。
We use the word narcissistic or narcissism to describe someone who is very focused on himself.
结果他这个名字呢，变用成英文的一个字，就是自我陶醉或者是自恋的那个字。
自我陶醉。
自我陶醉。
The story goes that Narcissus was a good-looking young man.
这个就讲呢，这个故事的中心，纳克索斯这个人是个非常英俊的这个少年人。
All the fair maidens in the village fall in love with him.
所有村子里的女孩子都爱他，爱得不得了。
He doesn't know why, but he rejected them all.
他不知道为什么，但是他没有接受任何人。
But one day, he happens to see his own reflection in the lake.
有一天呢，他在湖边看到自己的倒影。
And he fell in love with himself.
他就爱上自己了。
He says, "I am so good looking."
他就说我长得太帅了。
I'm the best looking dude in the whole world.
我是这个世界上最好看的男人。
So he stared at his own reflection.
所以他就看着自己的倒影。
He didn't move.
他没有动，不动。
He didn't eat.
他也不吃。
He died.
然后就死在旁边了。
Well, you say that's pretty silly.
你说，哎呀，这真是一个很愚蠢的故事。
We don't do that, do we?
我们绝对不会这样做的，对不对？
But you know what we do today to admire ourselves.
但是你知道我们今天在做什么吗？我们来自己爱恋自己。
We take selfies.
自拍。
Selfie is about admiring yourself.
自拍就是你自己爱自己。
Statistics tell us there are close to 100 million selfies taken every day.
这个数据告诉我们，每一天都几乎有一亿的人在自拍。
Many people die from taking selfies.
很多人呢，因为自拍而发生意外死亡。
Paul says, don't do anything out of selfish ambition or conceit.
保罗就说，你不要做任何自私自利的事。
Self-ambition and conceit, who does that describe?
所以呢，谁会这样子来做自私自利的事呢？
Satan.
撒旦。
Look what Isaiah 14 says about Satan.
所以我们来看一下以赛亚书第十四章怎么讲这个撒旦。
Isaiah says, you said in your heart, Satan, I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of assembly, on the utmost heights of Mount Sephon.I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. So this was Satan's motivation.
这就是撒旦他的这个中心思想。
I will do what I want.
我要做我想要做的事。
I will be higher even than God.
我要比神还更高。
That's why God removed Satan from the heavens with his angels.
这就是为什么神把这个撒旦跟他一批的这些天使呢打到这个地上。
Selfish is about pride.
所以呢，自私自利就是骄傲。
See what Proverbs says. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall.
箴言讲说，骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
So Paul told us two things we shouldn't do.
所以保罗讲两件事情我们不要做。
But what should we do?
那我们应该做什么呢？
Instead of selfish ambition and conceit, we should with humility.
所以呢，在这个要不骄傲就是要谦卑。
Value others higher than ourselves.
看别人比自己强。
And look out not just for your own interest, but the interest of others.
而不是只顾自己的利益，也要看着别人。
Value others higher than ourselves.
就把别人看的呢比自己更好。
That's also a problem.
那也是我们的一个问题。
We usually think of ourselves much higher than we ought to.
我们通常都把自己觉得很不错。
Most of us have.Too much self-esteem, not too little.
有的人呢，我们的自信是高于我们的本事了，而不是说没有信心。
Research have studied this.
这个有一个这个报告这样说。
They asked college students to grade themselves on different things.
他们呢就去调查那些大学生，让他们来评语，对，给自己评分。
On their intelligence.Their social interaction on their personality.
也就是说他们的这个学业方面啊，他们的社交能力啊，还有他们的性格方面，这些让他们自己给自己打分数。
Then they ask their friends and classmates to grade them.
然后再让他们旁边的朋友同学来给他们打分数。
Consistently, they grade themselves much higher than what other people think.
通常呢，自己的分数打的都比别人还高。
That's what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 12.
这就是保罗在罗马书十二章讲的。
He said, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has given you." So we know not to think of ourselves higher than we think.
所以我们不要把自己看于所当看的。
But we should think of ourselves in terms of the faith.God has given us.
而是要照着神所分给个人的信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Valuing others higher doesn't mean we have no confidence.
所以呢，我们把别人看得比自己强，不是说就我们没有自信。
We should have every confidence in what God has given us.
我们应该对神所分给我们的非常有自信。
God has given us unique abilities and skills.
神呢，给了我们每个人不同的这个技巧。
It takes a lot of confidence to acknowledge someone else who knows more or can do things better than we are.
要认可别人比自己好，这个是要非常有信心、自信的人才能做得出来的。
It takes a lot of confidence to acknowledge that.
我们必须要非常有自信才能够认可别人。
This is a story of Jesus going to a Pharisee's house to have a Sabbath meal.
就好像有一个圣经的故事讲，耶稣呢到一个法利赛人家里去去吃一个这个安息日的晚宴。
So Jesus is watching as the guests were coming in.
耶稣呢就看着进来的客人。
They all tried to sit at the highest seat of honor.
他们都想坐在这个贵宾席上。
If you can imagine in a Jewish home.
你可以想象一个在犹太人的家里。
The table is set up like an upside down U, like this.
那桌子的那个设立的形状呢，就是马蹄形的。
The highest seat belongs to the host.
那最主要的位置呢，是在最上面。
And he sits at the top of the U.
就坐在上面的那个位置是主人的位置。
And all the guests try to sit as close to the host as possible.
然后坐的离主位越近的人就是越重要的人。
They want to get the highest possible honor.
他们就想要坐的比较好好的位置。
Now we Chinese sit at a round table.
我们中国人吃饭是圆桌。
I don't know which this is the highest seat of honor.
我不知道哪个是大位，哪个是小位。
I usually try to sit away from the aisle.
我通常都是要坐的离走道远一点。
So the waiter doesn't spill hot soup on me.
这样子呢，服务员就不会把汤洒到我身上。
And when the check comes, I'm very far away.
那账单来的时候也离我很远。
Jesus says, "Don't try to jostle for the highest seat."
耶稣说呢，你不要去抢夺那个很高的位置。
Instead, find the lowest seat.
而是呢，去找一个这个比较平凡的位置。
He says in Luke 14, For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. So this is very foreign to our thinking.
所以这些思想呢，跟我们来说是非常陌生的。
So Paul amplifies that in verse 4.
所以保罗在第四节这样讲。
He says, Let each of you look out not only for your own interests, for the interests of others.
对个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
I'm not the center.
我不是只是中心。
Instead of saying, look at me, look at others.
而不是说来看我，来看我，而是要把专注在别人身上。
You may say, okay, I'm going to be humble and not going to step on other people.
所以就说好吧，那我就谦虚我不要去压迫别人。
And I will lock myself in my room, have nothing to do with anybody else.
这样子呢，我就干脆关在屋子里好了，我不要跟任何人有这个接触。
If anybody needs me, they can send me an email or text me.
如果有人需要我，他就发个短信或送个 email 给我。
But Paul says, no, that's not the way.
但保罗说不是这样的。
You need to look out for others.
你要能够看顾别人的事。
Be humble, look out for one another.
要谦卑，然后呢，互相照顾。
Now Paul is going to give us an illustration of that humility.
保罗给我们一个就是解释怎么样是谦卑。
And he's going to give us an example in Jesus Christ.
就用耶稣基督来做一个样子。
Now we move into 5-8. I'm going to read through this and please follow along.
然后现在是要看第五到第八节，我们来看打字。
In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus Christ, who, being in the very nature of God, do not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.And being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. So this mindset of Christ is the basis of our relationship.
所以呢，这个耶稣基督的这个思想心智呢，也就是我们基督徒应该有的。
I accept others because Jesus accepts me.
我接受别人是因为耶稣接受我。
I forgive others because Jesus has forgiven me.
我原谅别人是因为耶稣原谅了我。
We're supposed to imitate Jesus.
我们应该是要来模仿耶稣。
But of all these characters, Paul says the most important is his humility.
但是最重要的是说要学习他的谦卑。
This humility is so extraordinary because of who Jesus is.
这个谦卑呢，在耶稣身上呢，就展现出来了不同平凡的这个谦卑。
Paul would explain.
保罗就解释。
And we come to some of the most powerful verses in the Bible.
我们就来读的这些呢，是在圣经经文里面非常重要有力的这个经文。
So you have to memorize this. Philippians 2, chapter 2, verses 6 through 8.
所以我们在腓立比书第二章第六到第八节，我们要备注记起来。
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣？
Is Jesus only a God?
耶稣是神吗？
Is he only a man?
他只是人吗？
Is he a child? Does he have brothers and sisters?
他是一个婴儿，他有兄弟姐妹吗？
Does he only look like a man, but was just an illusion?
可能是他看起来像个人啊，可能是我们的幻觉。
Was he just a very, very nice man?
或者他是一个非常好的人呢？
Maybe he was a man sent from God, like a messenger or a prophet.
可能他就是从神那边派来的一个、啊、像先知一样的传递信息的人。
These are all theological understanding of Jesus.
这些都是在神学上呢、关于耶稣的描述。
But they are wrong.
但这些都是错误的。
They are present today like the beliefs of Jehovah's Witness, the Mormons, or even Islam.
所以呢，这些都是他们这些、这些异端、啊、就是耶和华见证人、摩门教，甚至是伊斯兰教，他们传递的信息。
Paul would explain rather clearly.
保罗解释得非常清楚。
And he said in verse 6,
他在第六节讲。
He says, who being the very nature of God?
他说他本有神的形象。
And that's Christ in the nature of God.
就是、耶稣有这个神的形象。
And we have to pause here.
有保罗这样子讲。
And we have to say, explain what that means.
那保罗解释给我们听这什么意思。
The word is form.
这个字呢是形象。
Chinese 形象。
形象
Because when you think of the word form, we think of an outward form.
当我们看到形象的时候，我们想的是它的外表。
Appearance, the size, the shape.
就是外面的样子啊，高矮胖瘦。
But that's not the word.
但不是这个意思。
It's the word morphe.
这个是、字的原意是 morphe.
If Paul wanted to talk about outward form, he would have used the Greek word schema.
如果保罗讲的是外表的样子，保罗会用另外一个希腊字叫做 schema。
Morphe doesn't change, schema changes.
Morphe 第一个字呢是讲你的、是不改变的。Morphe 呢后面那个形象的字是改变的。
As human beings, we have morphe and schema.
所以呢我们、人呢有两样都有。
We are born as human.
我们生下来是人。
When we get old, we're still human.
当我们老了还是人。
Thousands of years ago, somebody will find my bones.
几千年以后，可能有人找到我的骨头。
They're gonna say that's human.
你就说哦，那是人的骨头。
Your schema is your outward form.
所以呢，另外一个 schema 是指你的外表。
It always changes.
那个就会跟着时间改变。
At one point, I was a handsome young man.
我以前曾是很帅的年轻人。
But now I'm an old man.
现在是老头子了。
And there's more.
还有。
Paul says, being in the nature of God.
保罗说你本有神的形象。
That means he was always God, continues to be God, and will forever be God.
也就是说他以前是神，现在是神，以后也是神。
You don't appreciate that in Chinese or in English, but it's in the original Greek.
所以呢，在中英文都没办法表达出这个字义，但是、希腊文原意是这个意思。
That's why we read in John, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was God.And the word was God.
就约翰福音第一章第一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Jesus never became God at a certain point.
耶稣不是说在某一段时间变成了神。
He was always God and always continued to be.
他原来就是神，然后也一直会是神。
This is God's Jesus' divinity.
这就是耶稣的神性。
And now he goes on.
现在他又继续来讲。
He said, "Do not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage."
他说他没有自己与神同等为强夺的。
That's another difficult word.
这也是一个不容易明白的。
A Chinese 强夺。
强夺。
He says Jesus didn't think the equality with God was something to be taken hold on and never let go.
不是说他的这个神性呢是要紧紧抓住好不放的。
Jesus in heaven had all the angels given him praise.
他在天堂上有很多这个天使的敬拜赞美。
He had all the glory and all the authority of God.
他在天上有属天的荣耀。
He created all things and reigned over all creation.
他创造了所有的一切，也是以一切为主。
But what happened?
但是后来怎么了呢？
Paul says he made himself nothing.
保罗说他反倒虚己。
He made himself of no reputation.
就是、不把自己看为重要。
The Chinese translation is very good.
中文翻译得很好。
But the Greek language is the word kenosis.
希腊字是叫做 kenosis.
It means to pour out, to empty.
也就是说是倒空。
So if I have a cup of ginger tea, which I've had very frequently.
所以如果我有一杯茶我常常在喝的。
And if you pour it out, that's the word.
如果把它倒空了就是这个字。
What did Jesus pour out?
那耶稣倒空了什么呢？
He did not pour out his divinity.
他没有倒空他的神性。
Because that's what Paul said.
这保罗是这样讲的。
What did he empty himself of?
所以他倒出来的是什么？
I think he gave out a couple of things.
他有几件事情。
One is his glory.
第一是他的荣耀。
John 17:5 says, "And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began."
约翰福音十七十第五节讲，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
So why on earth he did not have this glory?
对，为什么他现在没有这个荣耀了？
The second thing he emptied himself was independent authority.
第二个就是他放弃了他独立自主的权威。
While he was on earth, he completely submitted to the will of his father.
当他在地上的时候，他完全顺服于天父的旨意。
Remember this prayer when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他在克西马尼园祷告的时候，他这样讲。
He says, "Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will."
他说，父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
So Christ had all the rights and authority of God.
所以呢，这个基督呢，是有神的这所有的权威能荣耀的。
But he didn't grasp it.
但是他没有抓住不放。
He emptied himself of certain privileges and authority.
他呢，放弃他自己的这些权力荣耀。
Then what happened?
然后发生什么事？
Paul says, took on the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
所以保罗说他取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
That's the word again, morphe, 形象。
也就是形象这个字。
This is the essential character of human being.
也就是指他是取了人的形象。
In other words, Jesus just didn't pretend to be a man.
也就是说不是耶稣装作是个人。
He didn't just dress up as a man and try to fool everybody.
也不是说就是穿着人的衣服来变成像人的样子。
He was a man, he actually served.
他是呢真的是个人，真的是个奴仆的形象。
That's his humanity.
这就是他的谦卑。
And that's why he said, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
就像经文讲的，正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。
Jesus took on the form of humanity.
所以耶稣用这个人的形象在我们当中。
But he did not relinquish the form of divinity.
但是他并没有放弃他的神性。
He was at once fully human and fully God.
所以他是完全的神，也是完全的人。
How does that work?
怎么会这样子呢？
That's the mystery of incarnation.
这就是道成肉身的奥秘。
We can't understand it.
我们的人的思想是没办法了解的。
We understand a lot about biology or genetics, but we can't explain it.
我们呢，学习的就是生物学跟遗传学，但是没办法知道耶稣怎么样道成肉身。
But that's the witness in the scripture.
但是呢，我们知道在经文里就是这样告诉我们的。
That's why Paul says he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross.
也就是保罗说的，他谦卑来取奴仆的像式，然后卑微至死，甚至死在十字架上。
So Paul wants us to have the mindset of Christ.
所以保罗要我们有耶稣基督的心智。
His humanity.
他的这个谦卑。
His humility.
他谦卑的样式。
Christ came on high from heaven to earth.
在基督里，耶稣从高处到从天到地。
From deity to humanity.
从神性到人性。
From God to being a bond servant.
从神到一个奴仆的样式。
From life to death.
从生到死。
Even death on the cross.
甚至死在十字架上。
Paul says, "Let's have this mindset."
保罗说，让我们有这样子的心智。
This lowly mindset.
就是这个谦卑的心智。
Each of us we esteem others better than himself.
所以我们对别人把别人的利益看得比自己还先。
Paul gave us some very deep theology.
这边保罗讲的是非常深的一个神学理论。
We need to understand that.
我们要明白。
But more importantly, we need to follow the practical command.
但更重要的是，我们要照着他这个实际的这个警告去做。
We can think the way Jesus thinks.
我们要用耶稣的想法来想事情。
Let this attitude be in you.
而我们要有耶稣的这个心智。
Same attitude that Jesus had towards us.
也就是耶稣对我们的这个心智。
If your outlook is selfish, your action will be divisive and destructive.
所以呢，如果我们是自私自利的话呢，我们的这个行为呢，就是分裂跟这个毁坏的。
If my outlook is self-sacrificing, then the outcome will be unifying.
所以如果我们愿意牺牲自己的话呢，我们就可以得到合一。
Let this mindset be in you.
让我们都有这样的心智。
You can't change your behavior until you change your mindset.
我们的行为没办法改变，一直到我们思想改变，行为才会改变。
Your attitude determines your action.
所以呢，你的这个心态又决定了你的行为。
So I want to end the sermon with a sermon illustration.
所以呢，我要用一个例子来结束我的这个讲道。
But God bless me, I didn't have to look very far.
感谢神给了我一个例子，我不用去这个花心思去找就有了。
And I heard this during this Thanksgiving testimony from our sister Li Hong.
这个例子呢，就是李红姐妹在感恩节见证的时候她所做的见证。
If you heard this, I apologize. You will hear it again from me.
所以如果你已经听过了，请再听一次。
She said her husband has a very serious lung disease.
林红姐妹说她先生有很严重的这个肺的这个问题。
He takes medications, he's on oxygen.
他呢吃药，然后要靠氧气筒。
It's hard for him to breathe, it's hard for him to move.
很难呼吸，他很难去行动。
So I can understand if he has the attitude, I am very sick, I need a lot of help.
所以呢，他先生如果说，哎呀，我实在也病得不轻，我也需要一些关注，也可以明白。
How can I look out for the interests of others?
我怎么可以去照顾别人呢？
But it turns out they have a neighbor, Tom.
但是呢，后来他们有一个邻居叫 Tom.
He lives across the street.
他就住在对街。
Tom is quadriplegic, paralyzed from the neck down.
结果这个 Tom 呢，他是全身瘫痪，脖子以下就完全不能动。
Tom cannot feed himself, he cannot bathe himself.
Tom 呢也不能自己吃自己洗澡。
He can't move around the house, let alone getting out of the house.
他呢也不能自己行动，也不可能离开房子。
You know, Lee's husband can say, "Well, Tom, I feel really sorry for you."
所以李红的先生可以说，哎呀，你这样子，我真的觉得你太可怜了。
But I'm pretty sick myself. There's nothing I can do.
但是我自己也病得要死，我也没办法替你做什么。
I'll just pray for you.
我就替你祷告吧。
But instead, he decided to walk across the street to visit Tom.
但是呢。这个李红先生结果是到对街去探访这个全身瘫痪的人。
So if you look at Tom or anyone who's quadriplegic,
如果你知道瘫痪的人他们是什么情况
，They have a lot of needs.
他们有许多的需求。
And they may seem very overwhelming.
所以呢，可能他们的这个需求实在太多太多了。
But Tom, what he really needs was a friend.
但是呢 ，Tom 这个全身瘫痪的人他是需要一个朋友
，someone to talk to.
可以讲话的人。
He cannot move his arms, he cannot move his legs.
他不能动手，也不能动脚。
But he can listen, he can talk.
但是他可以沟通，可以谈话，可以听。
So what he needed was someone to spend time with him.
所以他只是要有人可以陪着他。
His husband, instead of focusing on himself, looked out for the interests of others.
所以李红的先生不是关注自己，而是看到别人的需求。
We heard from her testimony that over time, a friendship developed.Between the two.
所以李红的见证就是说他们他先生跟 Tom 之间就产生了友谊。
You know, we cannot say to Tom, get up and walk.
我们没有办法跟 Tom 说你就起来走吧。
But we could be a friend.
但我们可以成为他的朋友。
You know, the amazing thing is that several months later,
结果呢很奇妙的是几个月以后
his husband went to see the doctor.
李红的先生去看医生。
The doctor says, looks like your lungs are getting better.
医生就跟他讲，你看起来你的肺部好像情况变好了。
Maybe you don't need oxygen.
你不再需要氧气筒了。
Doctor says you're getting better.
医生说你真的好像不错了。
Maybe you don't need to take this pill.
可能药也可以停了。
What? That's amazing.
怎么会呢？这么奇妙。
Isn't that amazing?
是不是非常奇妙？
Can we all say hallelujah, praise God?
Hallelujah.
And that's the lesson for us today.
这就是我们今天学到的功课。
Don't focus on yourself.
要专注在自己。
Be humble.
要谦卑。
Look out for the interests of others.
我们来看顾别人的需求。
And that's how we can stay united as Christians.
这样子我们就可以在基督耶稣里合一。
That's Paul's lesson for us.
这就是保罗给我们的这个教导。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this lesson. It's so wonderful as we enter the season of Christmas to think about your son, that you sent as your son.To die for us. Let us follow his mindset, the mindset of humility, that we don't focus on ourselves, but focus on others. Love God and love one another. We thank you for this lesson. We ask for these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.